We are learning with Sechtes Tainus Dav Dalad on Aleph, and we're beginning two lines from the top. Va'amar Rabba, Ha'itzuvim Rabbanon. This young Talmud Chacham, Domi Lerpatsida Tusei Kala. He's similar to a seed that's right under the ground that just planted. The Kivon de Novat Novat. Once it starts growing, it keeps on growing bigger and bigger. Same thing with Talmud Chacham, who's a young Talmud Chacham. He starts growing, his name goes higher and higher, like Rashi says. Va'amar Rabba. If you find a young Talmud Chacham who gets angry, the reason why he's getting angry, the reason why he's angry, it's the Torah that's making him angry. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, the words of Hashem, the Torah, is like ash that warms up his whole guf. And Rashi says, his heart is very wide because of the Torah, and he takes things more seriously. And you have to make down the kavschus. A Talmud Chacham who is being meicha, something is wrong. The reason is because he has more tyra, so it bothers him more. He's more sensitive to it. Vav Rav Ashi, kol Talmud Chacham she'ena kasha kebarzel, ena Talmud Chacham. Any Talmud Chacham was not as hard as barzel, which means he's kaptonim v'kashim kebarzel. Rashi says he's a captain and he's a little bit tough. If you're not tough, you're not a Talmud Chacham. Shneimer says in the pasuk, uchepatish yifoytz etzela. The Torah will be like a patish, which is a iron that cracks a rock. You're makar from that pasuk, and now I have a different pasuk that brings a riot that Talmid Chama like barzel. The Chassid says in the pasuk, Eretz Asher Avaneha Barzel. Pashas means the Eretz Yisrael, but we're darshening I'll take your Avaneha, not the stones of Eretz Yisrael, ela Boineha, the Talmid Chama, like we say, V'chol Benayi Chumud Hashem, the Talmid Chama called the builders of the world. And they are compared to Basel. Eretz Asher Vaneha Barzel. So not a riot that they're like iron. Omer Avina, I feel a hawk, even though we're saying that a Talmud Chacham has a Reichav Lev, and he's like a Barzel, I feel like a boil inish lemelef nafshim nechusha. He has to learn to be calm and not get angry. Shneimer says in the Pasuk, v'hoser kas melibecha. You should remove kas from your heart. So even though Talmud Chacham maybe has this little down kav schus, but it's not an excuse. He still has to work on taking away the kas melibecha. Omer Rav Shmuel ben Achmeini, Omer Rav Yenison. Shloisha shalu shloika haigin. We have three people in history in Klal Yisrael that daven for something shloika haigin. It wasn't a proper davening because it wasn't the right thing to ask. But still, l'shnayim got lucky, two of them got lucky, hashivu kahaigin. They got an answer from Hashem and it worked out. L'echad, one of them, hashivu shloika haigin. Hashem answered them and it did not work out. Shloika haigin was not good. Who are these three people? Beluhein, Eliezer Eved Avram. We'll see in a second what the story of Eliezer Eved Avram is. V'shal ben Kish, that's Shaul HaMelech. V'yiftach HaGiladi. So one goes through the three cases. Eliezer Eved Avram, what was the story of Eliezer Avram? Avram sends Eliezer to Padan Aram to go find a wife for Yitzchak. And he gets to the well and he makes a tefillah. And it says in the Pasuk, the Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk that he says, he says, and the girl says to me, I'm going to give you to drink and your gemalim. Then, he says, give me a sign. And the girl comes out and gives me and my camels water. That's the wife. And that's it. Now, how can you say such a thing? Maybe this girl who comes out will be Yachal Afil Chigaris Velasuma. Maybe she's going to be someone who's missing a foot or a blind person. You already said, anyone gives her water becomes the new wife, Yitzchak. But still, Ashiva Kahigan, Maisa got an answer, Kahigan is Damla Rivka. It worked out, and Rivka was Damla. So, Tais says two questions. First of all, Tais has a question. The Gemara later on will say that it's sad, it could have been Mamzet, like Sigar or something else. Maybe she'd be a mamzeres or a shifcha. Like why worry about that? So Tais answers because in those days, it was before Matan Torah, there was no mamzeres. But then Tais says, Akasha, what do you mean? You could see if she had missing a foot. What's the problem? Like you'll see if she's coming missing a foot. You're not going to ask her for any water, or she's assuming he's not going to order. So Tais answers, it's possible that she has a fake foot. She has a prosthetic. She has a foot of wood, regular eights. Or sometimes her eyes could look beautiful and she's really blind.
So, in this case, you're worried that it wouldn't be from Shvakas Avram.
Right, so that...
Which one is really
no, so that's a good question, very good question, and they asked the question, I think the Gursari asked the question, and the answer is, very good question, so he's asking, L'chara, maybe won't be from, maybe from Mishvach Kanaan, or the other one. So I think the Gursari answers, that was a Tanai Kedushin. When Avram Avinu made a Shliach Kedushin, he said, you have to take from my family. So he doesn't take from his family, he's not a Shliach, he can't make the Kedushin, he's not a Shliach, it's for Avram on that. He's not a Shliach. That's part of the Shlichus, it's a condition of the Shlichus. No, right, but he knew that even if it doesn't work out, it won't be a chal de kedusha in that case. Mashenkin, Avram never said, don't take a chigar or a suma, or a mamzer or a shifcha, so therefore, that's why it was shloi kohagin. Rabbi said, worked out a shiva kohagin. Gemara's next case is the case of Shaul. Zog to Gemara weiter. Shaul ben Kish, tuchsiv, Shaul wanted to kill Goliath, and he said, he made a proclamation. He said, you know, there's a Goliath who's making fun of them, and they said, the pasuk said this. This Goliath is coming to Mecharef Yisrael, and Shaul says, "Vayeish Hashiyakenu Yashrena Melech Oishe Gadol Vesbiti Yitin Loi Vesbase Aviv Yaseh Chavshi Bi Yisrael." So it says over here in the pasuk that Shaul said, "Whoever goes ahead and kills Goliath, first of all, I'll make him rich, and second of all, I will give him my daughter for a wife." That's what he said. So now, L'chayra Yaakov, full Eved, full Mamzer. Maybe a Eved Mamzer will go kill Goliath. Still, Shiva Kohagim is Damloy David. David HaMelech is the one who killed Goliath, and he landed up the one who was going to become the son-in-law of Shaul HaMelech. Al Kapanim, those two Yeshiva Kohagim. What's the case of Eloy Yeshiva Kohagim? That's Yiftach HaGelod. Yiftach HaGelod said that if he wins the war, then he says, he said that if I come home b'shalom from the war with the Bnei Amoin, whoever walks out of my house first, I'll bring as an oila to Hashem. That's what he said. Now, that was not a proper thing to say. It might be a behemoth tummy walked, a horse walked out of your house. Can't be a horse to Hashem. What happened? His daughter walked out first. And it's machlokes in the Midrash, what exactly they did with the daughter. Either he was taking makir of his daughter as oila, or he put her away, like away from the Yishuv of oila. Because she was oila, she had to be put away. Either way, it was not a good thing. His daughter came out, which was terrible. Now really, he had a way to get out of this, because he could have been shoyal on his neder. And Pinchas was there, who knew already was done very well. He could have gone to Pinchas, Shalom Neda, but he didn't want to go to Pinchas. He says, "Me, the general, Yiftach, I'm not going. It doesn't pass. Pinchas, come to me." And Pinchas said, "What do you mean? I'm the God of Adar. You come to me." So the pasuk says, "Musa Tekla Yisrael, V'hayim Nekar V'lach Nov Yisrael, Hatzariim V'gilod, Im Reifei In Sham." Was there no spices of Talmud Chacham? Was no Reifei to matter the Neda? So it was a taina on them, a big taina on them, that they didn't. That they didn't go mimatir neda val kaponim. Either way, you have three cases here. All three shalu kolayga haigen. They daven shaloyka haigen, and two of them worked out. One of them did not work out. Now the mafarshim are bothered by why taka the two of them get answered kohagen and one of them not. Well, what's the chiluk? So,
Hashem.
What?
No.
What's the meaning of Hashem?
He came out of them without taking into consideration.
Right, yes, yeah, so it's worse when it's Hashem, you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay, maybe that's a pshat. The other pshat you say is that when it comes to Shaduchim, it could be there, it's more, you get more, you have more Ziyat Shmaya. It could be, because the first two were Shaduchim, the other one Shaduchim, different truths like that, they say, but it's a good question. You have to analyze why those two cases is better than that case. And also, Tosis and Rashi both ask from another case. There's a story of Kalev ben Yefuna. He also says, whoever destroys the city of Kiryas Sefer, whoever captures the city of Kiryas Sefer, will get his daughter, Achsa, as an Isha. And they will ask the same thing. Maybe it will be Eved or Mamzer. So Tosis' teretz is that the Gemara says, it doesn't mean whoever captures Kiryas Sefer. It was whoever knew had to be to bring back the learning that they lost. That's what it means. If you look at the Mepharshim, it doesn't mean to kill them, to capture Kira. Sefer means to bring back the Torah and mitzvahs, that the Torah that they lost when Yeshua was Nifter, like upon him, That's the, therefore, it's not talking about, whatever, it was Evel Shemaisha, they lost a certain amount of Torah, he was going to return that. So we're not worried that Ruach HaKadosh will be, and you need Ruach HaKadosh for that, we're not worried that will be Shaira on the Eved HaMamzer, and therefore, there's no cash over there. That's Rashi's Teretz. Tais brings a similar Teretz as well. Zot Marvai, it says in the Pasuk, Asheloi Tzivisi, Reloi Dibarti, this Pasuk is saying about the Bomois HaBal, which is they used to bring someone used to bring their children, they used to bring children and be makvid to the Baal. The Pasuk is like this, Vonu es ben Bomois HaBal, Lisserif es Beneim, they built these Mizbeach for the Baal to burn their children, Be'esh, Oilois LaBaal, to bring oil to the Baal, Asheloi Tzivisi, Beloy Dibarti, Le also Alibi, as the Pasuk says. So we darshan like this. Asheloit Sivisi Zeb Bnoisha Mesha Melech Moyev. It says about Mesha Melech Moyev, not a Jewish king, that he brought his son as a carbon. He did it Shem Shemaim, the Gemara says, if you want Mandiyama. Shinam Avikach is Bnoya Bukhar, Shin Lech Tachto, Yele Oilo. But that's not proper. Asheloit Sivisi, that's not what Hashem commanded. It's not the proper thing to do. Loy Dibarti, Zeb Yiftach. That's Yiftach, which we just learned about, that he brought his daughter as a carver. I never told you that. Also, Alibi, I never had a havmina, say Yitzchak ben Avram. Hashem never had a havmina that Avram Avinu should be makav Yitzchak on the Mizbeach. It was only an assayin to answer the Satan. Omer Ebrachia, Av Knesset Yisrael, Shal Shalai Kaigen, Vakaris Baruch Hu Shiva Kaigen. Klal Yisrael also asked Shalai Kaigen, not properly, and Vakaris Baruch Hu answered properly, Shnema. Says in the Pasuk that the Klal Yisrael says they want to get close to Hashem. And they say, V'neida near the fall of Das Hashem, Kishacha nochem etzoy, V'yovai kageshem lonu kemal kasher laretz. They say we want to get close to you, Hashem, just like rain. Omelo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Biti, At she'eles davash v'om mespakesh v'om mespakesh. You are asking to be compared to rain, which sometimes comes, sometimes doesn't come. Aval ani eyeloch, look, I'm going to beat for you, Dova hamispakish loylom, something that you always have. Shnema eye ketal li Yisrael. It would be like do, like tal for Klal Yisrael, like we learned before, tal never stops. Boid shayla shloik haigen, a different question they ask the haigen. I'm in front of a very shalom. They said in front of a Kares Baruch Hu, simeini kechoysim ali bechel. Kav yachol, make us Klal Yisrael like a choysim, like a seal on your heart. Kechoysim al zriyacha, like a seal on your hand. You said you want me to be a sign on your heart or on your arm, which is something that's near or not near. I'm going to do for you something that it's near al olam. You always can see it. It's always visible. That I'm going to put you on my hands, which is always visible. That's where you'll be in front of me, kavayachal, all the time. Something that is visible. Setting the Mishnah like this. We're now going back to Halacha now. No, I got it. Back to Halacha. Ein Shail Mesak Hashem. Says the Mishnah that Amchlekes of Eliezer of Shua when he starts saying Mashav Ruach Renegashem. And then the Mishnah says a line that Ein Shailim Esak Hashem Ela Somach L'Kshem. And which right now the Gemara thinks it means that you don't start saying Mashav Ruach Renegashem until Somach L'Kshemim, which means close to the season of rain, which is after Sukkot. And then it goes back to Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ha'ayv Yafnei Ateva, so on and so forth. So what does it mean, Ein Shalim Zekshom? So Avrua, Shaila V'Askara Chodim Elsi. We thought Ein Shalim is the same thing like Ein Askirim. So it says, you don't say Masher Ruach Gesh until Samach Zekshom. Man Tana, which Tana is this part of the Mishnah? Omer Rav Rabbi Shui, it's Rabbi Shui, Omer Meshas HaNechasai. Rabbi Shui says that you only start saying Masher Ruach on Shmini Atzeres, because after Yom Tov starts the Zman Geshomim, Samach Zman Geshomim. And I'm not sure why you'd have to repeat it. I guess it'd be a Stam Mishnah, like Rabbi Shua. Omle Abaya, no. Filtim Rabbi Yezer. This could be going to Rabbi Yezer also. Because we're not talking about Mashav Ruach Regeshem. We're talking about Shiloh. What's Shiloh? The same Talamata. The same Talamata, the Kuli Alma, you start Somach Lizman Geshamim. There's no side to start beginning a Sukkot, the same Talamata, when we get Chalamoy. No side to start that. And Filtim Rabbi Yezer, Shiloh Chod, Vaskar Luchod. Shiloh is different than Askara. Askara is Machalikas when it starts. But Shiloh definitely starts Somach Lizman. V'yikadamri, another version of the same type of Gemara. V'yikadamri, Lema, Rabbi Shui, Domashas and Achasai. Which means the Gemara thought, again, that it's Askara and Shaila are the same thing. So Gemara says, oh, isn't it a mission like Rabbi Shua, who says he starts saying it only after Sukkot, that's Shmini Atzeres? Omar Rava filled Tam Rabbi Yezid. Even if Rabbi Yezid, who starts Haskara, which is Mamash Ruach Merne Geshem, on the first day of Sukkot, still Shaila Lechud Baskara Lechud. Shaila, which is the same Talamotar, is different than Haskara. And that, Lekuli Yama, you start Shamach Lek Shamim, which is after Sukkot.